Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. The list of bad movies based on video games is a long one. Remember Mortal Kombat, Super Mario Brothers, or Max Payne? The latest into the fray is Need for Speed, adapted from the popular EA game. It's a mindless and overlong action flick that plays like a demolition derby for beautiful international roadsters. Aaron Paul of Breaking Bad fame leads a cast that's much too good for this material, and he tries his best to bring some authenticity to an utterly absurd story. But the heck with story. Does it have fast cars and exhilarating stunt work? Yes, but the action becomes mind-numbing after the first few crashes, and the movie fails to generate any suspense. The Fast and the Furious franchise, an obvious inspiration for this movie, seems almost sophisticated by comparison. Although equally ridiculous, the Fast and the Furious flicks are a lot more fun. Need for Speed is sadly in need of a brain. Tim's Vermeer is a movie made by magicians Penn and Teller, but it has nothing to do with magic, at least not in the conventional sense. It's an intriguing documentary about the very nature of art and technology, and especially about one man's obsession. Tim Jennison is an eccentric and wildly successful Texas inventor who became convinced that Dutch master Vermeer painted his masterworks by using a series of mirrors and lenses to replicate scenes on canvas. Jennison spent years and a boatload of cash in an attempt to replicate one of Vermeer's masterpieces using this technique. Tim's Vermeer is an odd and oddly affecting movie. Also opening this week, Elaine Stritch's Shoot Me is a documentary about the 89-year-old Broadway legend. Tyler Perry's Single Moms Club is his latest comedy. Better Living Through Chemistry is a dark comedy about a small-town pharmacist whose life is upended when he begins an affair with a beautiful client. Sam Rockwell and Olivia Wilde co-star. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!